Musgrave Park Hospital running this scheme where it aims to employ people who are currently either unemployed or they're at a threat of redundancy. It's being funded by the Department for Work and Pensions. It's being run in partnership with Weston College. And it is benefiting lots of people. People like Mark Waters, who moved to Somerset after losing his business during the pandemic. And it led to his mental health then spiralling as he experienced agoraphobia, depression and anxiety. I've been chatting to him about how he completely changed his career.
Before I joined the NHS, I had a burger van.
There's a bit of a change.
Yeah, from serving breakfast to helping people.
Tell me about that transition. How did it come about and how did it all work?
Well, I had a burger van for about 3 years in Wiltshire. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, that business failed. That led on to me not working for just over 2 years because of anxiety and depression, which also led to agoraphobia, so I wouldn't go out. We moved down to Somerset in December, week before Christmas. My first meeting with the job centre in January, who put me in touch with a group called Plus Positive People. And they basically help people in my sort of position who are looking to see what they can do to get back to work or to volunteering. And in the start of February, I was introduced to the NHS via the SWAPS programme.
So this is taking in people, a scheme that takes in people who have not necessarily any background in healthcare or anything like that, not necessarily anybody who even has previously had a burning desire to work in healthcare, but just taking somebody who wants to work and giving them a brand new chance and a brand new career.
That's correct. I mean, I've always had a great admiration for doctors, nurses, anyone in the healthcare sector. And I've always had a lot of support via my doctors with obviously my mental health, etc. I thought, yeah, it's a good opportunity. I was, if we go back to the very start of when I joined the SWAPS program, my only thought at the start was I could be a porter pushing people around the hospital. Mm. But rapidly that changed, rapidly. For the better. Love the job now.
So what is the job? What are you getting to do?
I'm what they call a healthcare assistant. So I'm paired up usually with a nurse on a ward or wherever I decide to work. The nurse will be obviously in charge of medication and everything like that. The sort of day-to-day patient care, changing the bed, making sure that everyone's fed and watered, sitting and having a chat, listening to their hopes, you know, and their fears, their worries. That sort of thing is what I'm there to do. And, you know, anywhere where we can be of assistance is what I enjoy doing.
And having that personal contact for somebody who's in hospital, obviously the medical intervention, the surgery and the medicine and all that stuff is very, very important. But having personal contact is as well, and all skills I'm presuming you brought with you from your days of dealing with people in a burger van.
Yeah, so it is a people person role. If you can be that person there to talk through their worries, to hold the hand, to brush the hair, you know, it can be the littlest thing that changes someone's visit or stay in a hospital. Most of my work is on either pre-surgical or post-surgical wards. These people are not in there for the want of being there and they're scared. But if you can sit and have a chat with someone and find some common, brighten their day, brightens my day. It is about making people comfortable and happy.
Yeah, it is so important. It really is. So what has the training been like for you?
Oh, fantastic. As I came from no medical background. I'm a mechanic by trade, moved into food industry after working in offices doing authorising maintenance, learned the burger trade. So I'm quite good at picking up different skills, but the program basically is a free 3 week training program. First 2 weeks you spend doing your level one healthcare certificate via Zoom with Weston College. And you start with, you know, all your basic healthcare requirements. You're also getting all your checks done for the hospital as well. So you're getting ahead of the curve to get into the NHS. Because you have to have your DBS check and everything. So that's all going on at the same time as you're learning. I found it was great fun. It was like going back to college when I was 16. Yeah, so it was great. And so you do that for 2 weeks online and, you know, it goes from how to change a bed, what signs to look out for, people in distress, And you also cover some of the practical side of it. Like, you can't just give someone a drink in hospital. You have to make sure they're not on fluid charts. So you're learning all those basics of what you can and can't do. I think it was the second or third day of the course, we do a quick exercise online with the NHS, and it asks you a simple set of questions about what you like, what you don't like. At the end of that, it gives you a list of roles you might not have thought of. And healthcare assistant came up as one that I hadn't thought of. And I thought, hang on a minute, this sounds great. Been fantastic.
Oh, it's so nice that you found something that says, I mean, it's made such a difference to your life, hasn't it? You mentioned about previously being agoraphobic, depression, anxiety. Yeah. So what's your life like now?
Well, if I take you back, when I first met Positive People in Minehead, I had a meeting with the work coach from Positive People. I had to take my wife with me because I was too scared to go and meet someone for a coffee. I could barely talk to anyone, but she was great. And we've had, you know, maybe three or four face-to-face meetings. And so I'm still in touch with my coach today. She's become a good friend. And obviously then once you meet the team, and I thought, you know, they've inspired me to have a go. And doing the 2 weeks online, so it wasn't too much pressure for me. You know, I can do it from home. I'm not obligated to go out of the house, which was difficult at the time. And then once you finish the 2 weeks online, we had our first face-to-face meet of all of us. And, well, that, you can imagine, was like a big party, really. We then had our meetings, and the interview process for swaps is brilliant. It's so well thought out because you have your interview with a couple of the team that you've already met. That takes away that pressure of going into an environment where you don't know someone. Then it was, I had to do 3 shifts in the hospital to see what I liked. And I did, well, 3 shifts and fell in love with the job. I wish I'd done it 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, which, you know, is lovely, isn't it?
So rewarding.
Where do you go from here then?
Well, the good thing with swaps is it's been an open door. To give you an example, in Musgrove, I have done radiography. I've worked in A&E. I have worked in, you name it, about 6 different wards, met so many different people, and the options are just endless. And I'm an ambassador for the swaps program, so I'll go with the team to job fairs and tell people of my experience, because I think it really comes over well if it's someone who's actually in there, yeah, who's done it. And for me, that's, as you can imagine, a massive change from back in January, not wanting to go and meet someone for a coffee. And I'll go now and stand in front of 20, 30, 40, no matter how many people, and tell my story. It's made such a change for me. And the future is, wow.
It has made such a difference. And it was so lovely, such a privilege to be able to talk about it to Mark Waters, who was telling me all about the scheme and what it has done for his life.